This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a six-day visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana today. In the first leg of his three-nation visit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Nigeria at the invitation of Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu. This will be the first visit by a Prime Minister of India to Nigeria in 17 years. During his two-day stay in Nigeria, the Prime Minister will hold talks with top leadership to review the strategic partnership between the two countries and discuss further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship. He will also address a gathering of Indian community in Nigeria. After concluding his visit to Nigeria, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will travel to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, to participate in the G20 summit hosted by President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. At the summit, PM Modi will present India's positions on various global issues and build on the outcomes of the G20 New Delhi Leaders Declaration, as well as the Voice of the Global South summits, both hosted by India in the past 2 years. On the third and final leg, Prime Minister Modi will undertake a state visit to Guyana from the 19th to 21st of November. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Bodo Peace Accord had not just benefited the Bodo community, but also opened avenues for many more peace accords. Addressing the first Bodoland Mohotsav in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said, due to peace accords, more than 10,000 youths have given up arms and violence in Assam alone, and they joined the mainstream. The Prime Minister said he feels satisfied after seeing the impact of growth in Bodoland, which saw violence and bloodshed nearly 50 years. Mr. Modi lauded the Bodos for creating new history after years of struggle and mediation efforts. Mr. Modi spoke about SEED mission, which is skilling, entrepreneurship, employment and development. He expressed confidence that the Bodo youth are getting huge benefit from this. The Prime Minister remarked that the entire Northeast, including Assam, is the Ashtalakshmi of India, and the dawn of development would rise from eastern India to give new energy to the resolve of a developed India. With just few days left for the Maharashtra Assembly election, candidates are holding rallies and road shows in the state. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah announced that the Wardha-Nanded railway project would be completed within 5 years. In addition, Penganga River will be included in the river linking project to enhance the irrigation system, and the Nagpur-Mumbai Samriddhi Expressway will be extended up to Umarkhed in Yavatmal district. He was addressing a rally for Mahayuti candidates in Yavatmal district yesterday. On the other hand, NCP SP chief Sharad Pawar at a Sangli rally alleged BJP aims to change the constitution. Congress leader Ramesh Chinnithala asked BJP to clarify its stand on the caste census. In Jharkhand, allegations and counter-allegations between leaders of NDA and India bloc have intensified. Addressing election rally at Tundi in Dhanbad yesterday, senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh alleged corrupt Hemant Soren government has tarnished the image of Jharkhand. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said only constitution can save the interest of the poor and tribal people of the Jharkhand at an election meeting at Bermo in Bokaro. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 10 infants were killed after a massive fire broke out at the neonatal intensive care unit, NICU, of Jhansi Medical College late last evening. District Magistrate Avinash Kumar told reporters that the fire broke out due to an electrical short circuit. District Magistrate said that prima facie there is information of the death of 10 children. According to hospital officials, there were 54 infants admitted to the NICU ward and several infants trapped have been rescued. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has taken cognizance of the incident and directed the district administration to expedite the relief work. In cricket, India defeated South Africa by a huge margin of 135 runs in the fourth and final T20 international at the Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg last night. With the win, India sealed the four matches T20 series 3-1. That is the end of this news bulletin.